Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair Keith Young. He's the Managing Director of ATC Computer Transport and Logistics. Keith, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, we'll come to ATC in a minute. It's a fascinating business and you're doing some amazing things, which we'll talk about later. But tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a Dubliner, Wesley College, Masters at DCU, and a PhD in mobile learning at Maynooth, just to give you an early flavour, or to give our listeners an early flavour of you, of who you are and how you grew up.
When you put it like that, it's quite the portfolio career, and actually it happened all by accident. So I grew up in the family business with my dad, spent a lot of time around Dublin into some interesting places, but I always had a flair for technology. So at around age 24, I was still in the business, but I decided I needed to do my own thing.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting in that often one goes away and does things and comes back to the business. You seem to have taken maybe a slightly different route.
I took a slightly longer journey doing that.
But it's all good at the same time.
Indeed. So I moved to London and I worked for Apple as a technician in the Apple retail stores.
What was that like?
It was daunting.
Yeah.
Relatively easy for an Irish person to go to London, as you know. My mother gave me the deposit for my first month's rent and off I went. I got to work with a really super team of people. I learned that work can be hard but fun at the same time. We still stay in touch. It was a great experience. But after a couple of years, I decided to come back to Dublin, worked with a small technology company here. And in 2012, we launched a product called Wriggle, your digital school bag. So first kind of experience with a startup. It was in ed tech. It was exciting. They're still going today. I'm really proud of that. But along the way, the technology side and working with schools got me that bit closer to the universities and academia. So that's when I went and did the master's in DCU.
Okay, so you had worked at the startup in Wriggle, isn't that the name
of it? That's right, yeah.
Sorry, Hugh. And was it you studied in university sort of part-time when you were working there, or did you stop and go back to college?
It was part-time.
Yeah. So. And it must be interesting working in a startup because it's very different to an established family business that had been set up by your parents, Alan and Patricia, all those years ago.
It was a startup within an established business, and Tom Close and Beryl, who were there with me at the time, were really supportive, and we carved out the time to do something new. So it was interesting. Well, we had the good safety net of the mothership at the time.
I see. So when you came back then to the business, having worked there part-time and having been part of the business, did you establish kind of a different relationship with the business, ATC, when you rejoined, let's call it?
It was around 2017, so I came back in part-time as we were opening our first facility outside Ireland. It was in Germany, so I took that as a project. So I was carving my own niche, so
yeah.
It did have a different relationship, and it took a while to get into that groove, but by mid-2019 I was back full-time.
All right. Let's talk about ATC. As sure. I say, it was established 40 years ago by your parents, Alan and Patricia, and as I understand it, you provide logistics and support, highly technical logistics and support to data centres, to computer manufacturers. You tell me what it's all about, because I'm only kind of surmising.
So we provide transport, logistics and technical services to some of the global data centre operators, and there'll be household names here in Ireland where all their HQs are. What they need is safety, security and things to be done on time and with a really high level of precision and care. That fits us and our values, because we're a tight-knit team, focus on the details, enjoy sweating every detail of a shipment, every element of getting the quality right.
So what's different between, I suppose, logistics as you provide them for data centres than other logistics, as in warehousing, moving things on trucks, making sure they get there at the other end? Is it just the value of the components and the specialist nature of what they actually do?
It's the specialist nature. So often this equipment is valuable, it's heavy, so mixing together aspects of safety and security is a challenge.
Yeah.
And that's what we relish.
Yeah. So to walk us through then the operation, it's quite significant. You're in a number of countries, you employ a lot of people. Tell us more.
Sure. So across 10 European countries where we have subsidiaries, we have 255 people. So the bulk of them now are outside Ireland. We have four main operating centres. Dublin is headquarters. Also, we have Frankfurt, Amsterdam and London, and we open them in that order. Over the next 12 months, we're probably going to add about another 100 people.
Right.
And start operations in four more countries.
So this was your announcement earlier in the week, which is significant. And I know you've made a significant investment in electrification of your fleet. Tell us about that.
So we recognise that the logistics industry is reliant on fossil fuels and diesel in particular. So we want to do our part to clean it up. So that's the announcement of our Driving Green initiative. 22.5 million over 5 years. The first phase was actually in Frankfurt with two Volvo electric trucks. But the announcement yesterday was the Dublin element of it with five. Within the next 6 months, we'll have 11 on the road across Europe. And they're going to do short and medium haul work, which is ideal for electrification today.
And tell us about, you know, electrified trucks, because anecdotally one hears that they don't have the range or there hasn't been the take up on them. Why would you tell us a little bit about a specific truck that you're bringing into your fleet?
Sure. So we've done it slowly and carefully because the concerns you just said are very real.
Okay.
So at the moment, our trucks are used for local and short distance work in and around cities. So Frankfurt being the first one, those trucks will do about 80 kilometres a day and then they'll charge back at our facility at night. Here in Dublin, we're going to be a bit more adventurous. We'll be going as far as Drogheda on a routine basis and they'll come back and they'll charge at night again. We have invested in the charging infrastructure, so if we need to, we can turn them around during the day and the range is around 350 kilometres. The next phase is going to be more interesting and it really addresses the challenge you've outlined, which is longer distances. So when we're operating in the Netherlands early next year, we'll be relying on public charging infrastructure.
Will you?
To go further. So a truck can travel around 350 kilometres on one charge. That's about 4 hours. But the driver has to take a break then anyway.
Yeah.
So we extend the break a little bit, charge up, the driver gets a better rest, and we'll progressively do longer journeys.
Is there an economic argument, Keith, for going this route in terms of, I know it's the right thing to do and it does make sense, I suppose, ethically, but commercially, it seems to me that it could be front-loaded.
You're absolutely right. And we've been supported in this in Frankfurt by the German government grant and in Ireland by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. They're helping to offset some of the upfront capital cost. The trucks are around double the cost of a regular diesel one.
Yeah.
So the payback is going to be longer. We want to do our part to show a little bit of leadership in the industry. You're right, it doesn't make immediate commercial sense. But on the other hand, our customers share that vision and they're along for the journey.
Yeah, and I can imagine that, you know, some of the customers that you represent would be very pleased to see you taking this initiative.
They certainly are.
Yeah. And tell me then what a typical delivery might look like. A piece of high-value computer equipment going from Dublin to Frankfurt. And would you be involved in the installation? Again, enlighten our listeners.
Sure. So our services go all the way into the data centre, right into plugging in the cables to get the server equipment earning money for our customers. We rely on ferries to get from Ireland to the continent. So typically you'd go from Dublin to Cherbourg, then drive across France. And in your example, to get to Frankfurt, we'll arrive early in the morning. Data centres, as you can imagine, are high security facilities. So the team has to be announced well in advance. In many cases, they have to have background checks done to be able to get in there. And then all of the work has to be risk assessed. So
sure.
There's a lot of paperwork to get in there in the first place. And then over the course of a couple of hours, the equipment is moved from the truck into the room where it's going to live for a few years and then connected up.
Okay. And finally, Keith, tell us then something we might know about yourself. What do you do for your downtime? How do you decompress, as the fella says?
You've got my big weakness there. I don't spend enough time outside work, and it's something I'm going to work on this year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, we're delighted for you, for the business, ATC. Keith Young, he's the managing director of ATC Computer Transport and Logistics, a fine business that seems to be going gangbusters. So every success to you, Keith, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.